Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day to celebrate some kind of feeling of national unity. And it's not because of anything that Joe Biden said this morning. It's because of the pattern of events and even some things that President Trump acknowledged at the very end of his term. I'm not now talking about some of his pardons. I mean, pardoning Steve Bannon, his former campaign chairman, one of his many campaign chairmen. Steve Bannon had been indicted on charges of basically fooling people, collecting money on false pretenses about building the wall, and he hadn't actually built any wall at all. He's pardoned. Okay, so are 140 other people, some of whom probably deserved it, some of whom maybe not. He pardoned a top Republican fundraiser named Elliot Broidy. But far more than that, President Trump acknowledged in his taped inaugural address last night that the assault on the Capitol, the riots in the Capitol, was dangerous, was terrible, was evil, frankly. And of course it was evil. There's a Capitol cop who was killed in the midst, plus four other people. It was a serious, serious episode. And if President Trump had been more prompt in denouncing it, if he had denounced it while the riot was going on, instead of saying he loved the people and they were patriots, the entire history of the last couple of weeks would have been better. But one thing that it seems to me is necessary for understanding exactly what is happening right now in our country is the Biden speech seemed to be so successful and praised even by lots of veteran conservatives. One of the reasons it is that successful is America had already come to that conclusion. I've heard almost no voices who have supported the people who seized the Capitol building. But when it comes to talking about the seizure of the Capitol building, one of the mistakes that we occasionally make is we overestimate and exaggerate and distort the importance of media events. And this was primarily a media event. The fact that the Capitol of the United States could host this inaugural looking beautiful, looking fresh. And by the way, one of the things that happened just a couple of years ago was a restoration of the Capitol, cleaning up some of the marble, actually polishing and renewing. And all of that, the Capitol looks sparkling and wonderful just 2 weeks after that awful and nightmarish seizure. But it doesn't help particularly, except maybe uniting Americans in repugnance, when a retired general, Stanley McChrystal, compares the riot on the Capitol building to Al-Qaeda, saying that, quote, in both instances, people followed a powerful leader who justified their violence. And McChrystal said America is headed toward a homegrown insurgency. Do you believe that's true? Do you believe it should be true? A movement like Al-Qaeda here? 1-800-955-1776. McChrystal, who is the former commander of American troops in Afghanistan, said there are terrifying parallels between the birth of the terrorist group responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and the violent siege on the U.S. Capitol last week that left five dead and sent shockwaves around the world. Donald Trump has given his supporters, quote, legitimacy to become even more radical, General McChrystal told Yahoo News. to become more radical with his Stop the Steal rhetoric, now a radical rallying cry similar to the lost cause adopted by the Southerners after the American Civil War. McChrystal, who was fired by President Barack Obama after he made disparaging remarks about him and then Vice President Biden, warned that, quote, now the fabric of something very dangerous has been woven, and the consequences will continue long after Trump leaves office. Does anyone believe that or fear that? Especially after President Trump, in his taped farewell speech, was pretty clear about his disapproval about the rioters who, yes, acted in his name. And I think it's important, and it's important to give it some air and some attention and some recognition. This was President Trump. This would be clip six, Jeremy, that President Trump speaking about the way he now sees the attack on the Capitol building, which he undoubtedly helped to instigate. Listen.
I'm especially proud to be the first president in decades who has started no new wars. Above all, we have reasserted the sacred idea that in America, the government answers to the people. Our guiding light, our North Star, our unwavering conviction has been that we are here to serve the noble, everyday citizens of America. Our allegiance is not to the special interests, corporations, or global entities. It's to our children, our citizens, and to our nation itself. As president, my top priority, my constant concern, has always been the best interests of American workers and American families.
No, Jeremy, we need the clip six that was just right below that, which is extremely important. And that's the clip in which President Trump decries the attack on the Capitol building, which it's very difficult to take the position of a General McChrystal, who is claiming that President Trump is going to foment, like Osama bin Laden, the idea of a illegitimate government to put forward a homegrown insurgency. This is clip six here. This is President Trump. We don't have that clip, unfortunately, but it's crucial. It's one of those things where to suggest that America is heading for an insurgency, President Biden this morning declared that we must put an end to our uncivil war. And what he means, of course, is the incivility that is part of America's discussion. But the idea that, as General McChrystal says, he says, I did see a similar dynamic in the evolution of al-Qaeda in Iraq, where a whole generation of angry Arab youth with very poor prospects followed a powerful leader who promised to take them back in time to a better place, and he led them to embrace an ideology that justified their violence. I don't believe that for all of the mistakes and all of the, yes, stupid lies that President Trump told about the election, that it's fair to talk about him justifying violence, because he didn't do that. And it's why I think it's so necessary to settle this impeachment debate, because to the idea that we really do need to continue debating the Trump legacy. If President Trump jumps in and basically says that, okay, I'm going to be running for president again, yes, of course, that'll be important. But failing that, and I don't think that is likely to happen, there's talk of Ivanka running to challenge Marco Rubio. There's talk of his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, running for Senate in North Carolina. We'll see if all of that happens. Right now, there is a new administration with an activist agenda, some of which is negative. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. You pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And on the Michael Medved Show, this does not pertain to the issue of impeachment of President Trump. But it is appropriate there be some recognition, and very important in answering people like General McChrystal, that President Trump has now repeatedly, well, it's for more than a week at least, a week after the riot in the Capitol building, the president dropped a video that said, mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could truly endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it, and you are attacking our country. Now, all of that is true, and it's important. And it's important that the president underscored it yesterday as well. And he should say it as often as he can, because it will prevent the emergence of this kind of movement in his name, which he doesn't want. That's not the legacy the president of the United States wants, but it's irrelevant to impeachment. And I'll tell you why. Because he could have said these things while the riot was going on. He could have called off the riot the same way that for many of the people who came there to the Capitol building, they thought they were acting in his name. I do think it's encouraging, and it's part of the good news of the day, that President Trump is leaving the presidency saying he expects success for the new administration. He doesn't expect a night of darkness. He expects success economically and in other ways. And where President Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, gives the Trump administration some credit in congressional testimony for reorienting our policy toward China in a stronger and occasionally, when necessary, more confrontational direction. That ought to be encouraging for everyone. And maybe can even lead to the acceptance of sentiments like these expressed by the new president, the 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden, in his inaugural address this afternoon, this morning, actually, Western time. This is clip four, Jeremy.
We can see each other not as adversaries, but as neighbors. We can treat each other with dignity and respect. We can join forces, stop the shouting, and lower the temperature. For without unity, there is no peace, only bitterness and fury. No progress, only exhausting outrage. No nation, only a state of chaos. This is our historic moment of crisis and challenge. And unity is the path forward. And we must meet this moment as the United States of America.
Okay, does anyone disagree with that? 1-800-955-1776. Well, speaking of disagreement, this is what President Biden said about disagreement. This will be clip six, Jeremy.
Disagreement must not lead to disunion. And I pledge this to you. I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans. And I promise you, I will fight as hard for those who did not support me as for those who did. Many centuries ago, St. Augustine, a saint of my church, wrote that a people was a multitude defined by the common objects of their love. Defined by the common objects of their love. What are the common objects we as Americans love that define us as Americans? I think we know. Opportunity, security, liberty, dignity, respect, honor, and yes, the truth.
Okay, and talking about the truth is essential. And not saying things that are simply untrue, which he didn't say this, but the implication was very clear, which was a problem for the last administration. Let me tell you some things that I think were true about this event this morning, and the reason that it was good for the country and it was good for the launch of the Biden administration is that in the aftermath of the inaugural address, One of President Trump's most stalwart supporters, and he's been a supporter of the president even with the new impeachment proceedings against him, is Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, who was overwhelmingly reelected in an election that was supposed to be close. It wasn't that close. And Lindsey said a number of things about his willingness to work with President Biden and to allow the speedy approval of his primary nominees. He spoke specifically about approving the waiver that will be necessary for General Austin, who is the new nominee for Defense Secretary, to take his position. Now, why? Because General Austin is active duty military? He's not. He's retired. But there's a rule that exists that says you cannot become Secretary of Defense unless you have left active duty a long time ago, 5 years ago, and General Austin's more recent. Here's what Lindsey Graham had to say, and it's important. Listen.
Hold, ask questions about border security makes sense. I just worry about the dangerous times in which we live. I've known Lloyd Austin for a long time. I think he's an excellent nominee to be Secretary of Defense. I think his worldview is pretty sound. Tony Blinken is very close to President Biden. I think he's a reasonable person. He's somebody a Democrat would pick. So the way I look at these things, I expect the Democratic president to choose people different than I would have. As long as they're qualified and of good character, I'm inclined to vote for them. So I will grant the waiver to Austin, and I will vote for him. And Senator Cotton's, I see the world much like he does on national security, but that's where I'm going to come out. And I think they're going to get confirmed.
Okay, I think they're going to get confirmed also, and that would be a real step forward. In terms of the coronavirus, that's another area where national unity is important, and I think it's tough to oppose some of the Biden executive orders on that issue. But what about the long-term impact of coronavirus? There is a new book by Professor Nicholas Christakis, who's both a PhD in public health and an MD. He's one of the leading experts on the impact of disease on society. What's the long-term enduring impact of coronavirus? We'll be speaking with Dr. Nicholas Christakis coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are now at the White House. Biden signing a series of executive actions that aim to reverse former President Trump's orders on immigration, climate change, and the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. This after Biden said during his speech he wanted to bring the country together.
My whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
Biden also saying people have the right to disagree with him.
hear me out as we move forward. Take a measure of me and my heart. If you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy. That's America.
Former President Trump now at his Mar-a-Lago resort. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It is a great pleasure and honor to welcome to this show somebody whose work I've admired for some time, Professor Nicholas Christakis of Yale, who is a Sterling Professor, which is the highest kind of endowed chair that you can hold. He directs the Human Nature Lab at Yale. He has degrees in everything, MD, PhD in public health. And he is also teaches in the departments of sociology, ecology, evolutionary biology, statistics, data science, and biomedical engineering. Now, with that exhausting introduction, he's written a remarkable book. It's called Apollo's Arrow, The Profound and Enduring Impact of Coronavirus on the Way We Live. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Professor Christakis, one of the things that's impressive about the book is you make it clear that everybody's aware of the negative impacts of the virus and the pandemic. But long term, not all of the impacts may be negative. What is the possible long term gain from having lived through this nightmare?
Well, first of all, Michael, call me Nicholas. And thank you for the introduction. Thank you for having me on the show. And I don't want to come across as Pollyanna-ish, you know, like everything is great. That's, you know, it's not like I would
of
wish.
Of course, that's not what the book
anyone.
Is about.
What?
That's not what the book is about. It's not Pollyanna-ish. Go ahead.
I know. But my point is, you're right that, here's the thing. The virus is exploiting some of our most fundamental and human tendencies, our desire to hug and touch each other, our desire to love each other, our desire to live in groups, our desire to come together so that we can learn from each other. And the virus takes advantage of these very human tendencies, these wonderful qualities that we have. And in fact, you could even say in a very deep evolutionary way that the spread of germs is the price we pay for the spread of ideas. In other words, the whole reason, one way we could evolve to avoid pandemics is just to live alone, right? If none of us interacted with anyone ever, if we were that kind of animal, then we wouldn't have to worry about contagious diseases. But we are susceptible to contagious diseases. We always have been for millions and thousands of years. But see, here's the beauty of it, and then I'll come back to your positive spin, which is that it is equally the case, just like it's the spread of germs is the price we pay for the spread of ideas, that it's through using these wonderful qualities that we have for cooperation and for teaching and for, you know, sharing the load that we will beat the germ. That's how we actually historically have beaten pathogens. We band together, sometimes ironically, just to live apart. So there's all these good qualities, or I don't want to make it seem like, oh, it's happy news. It's not happy news, but there are aspects of what we do in the face of a deadly threat that are good reflections on us.
Do you believe that the virus is going to have a direct lasting impact, you do, on the way Americans, for instance, view their government? It seems to me one of the things, and it's a point you make in Apollo's Arrow, that it's impossible, no matter how libertarian you may be or how conservative you may be, this experience indicates we need a competent government, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. I mean, the simple example I give of this is that, let's say we were being invaded by an army. If you grabbed your gun and went to the frontier, there's nothing you can do as an individual to stop an army. The invading army is an intrinsically collective threat. And similarly, even if everyone grabbed their gun and went to the frontier, a disorganized group of people like that would not be very effective. We need to coordinate our actions to face this type of collective threat. You can take steps as an individual to help protect yourself as an individual, but it's very difficult, if not impossible, for any single individual to do anything to stop a deadly contagion. It requires collective action. And in that sense, I think that during times of plague, you can see a rise in interest in, let's say, more left-wing kind of forms of organization of government. But there's a proviso, which is that the government has to be competent. In other words, if one of the things that often happens or has historically happened during times of plague is that it has led to a complete rejiggering of public confidence in authorities. Like during the bubonic plague, when, you know, 50% of the people in a city would die, or 50% of the people in a whole nation would die, the people saw that their leaders were unable to stop the plague, and their scientists and doctors didn't know what was happening, and the priests couldn't stop it. And this, many people believe, contributed to new forms of government, new forms of science, and to the Reformation, because these people who claimed they knew what to do were shown not to know what to do. So even though you're right, I think that there is a kind of fundamental sense in which the action of the state is required to really cope with a threat like this. You can't just have a state that does nothing and hope for the best. It doesn't work, as we've seen. It's also the case that you have to couple that with competence in order for the confidence to really rise.
I know that based on an interview you did on the book, the New York Post has did a headline that suggested that you believe that we're about to reach a sex-crazed roaring 20s. That's not exactly the same way I read your book. Do I have you right, wrong?
No, I love the New York Post. I said one thing, which I'll say to you again in a moment, and then from that they got that headline, which I guess isn't too surprising. No, the gist of the argument is right now we're in the early part of the epidemic, unfortunately. We're not even at the beginning of the end. Despite the invention of a vaccine, I think we're just at the end of the beginning, okay? And what's going to happen over the next year is either we're going to reach herd immunity because we have enough people vaccinated, at least half of Americans get vaccinated, or we're going to reach herd immunity naturally because people, the germ is just circulating among us and we'll, you know, progressively more and more people will have the disease and then become immune. Either way, this will take about a year. And remember, herd immunity is the idea that enough people have been immunized, either naturally or artificially with vaccination, to the vaccine so that you take the wind out of the sails of the epidemic. So the germ is still circulating, it still can cause trouble, but it no longer has that explosive capacity because enough of us are immune. So either way, that's another year. So let's say beginning of 2022, I would estimate. And then we're going to enter the intermediate period, which will take another couple of years till 2024, which is will take us time to recover from the psychological and social and economic shock. Let's not forget, tens of millions of Americans are out of work. Millions of children have missed school. We're going to have a lot of Americans disabled by this condition, even if they don't die. We're going to lose at least 500,000, perhaps as many as 1 million Americans before this thing is over, which would take a couple of years. And so we're still going to take time to recover. But then in 2024, we'll enter the post-pandemic period. And if you look at history, what typically happens is that during times of plague, first of all, people get more religious. You know, there are no atheists in foxholes, and we're seeing that now. People avoid social contact. They have done this for thousands of years. It's, you know, we're not the first people to, you know, have to stay home when there's a plague. They become more abstemious. They save their money. They become risk averse. This is a very typical response to plague. But then when it ends, all of that unravels. People no longer are as religious. They relentlessly seek out social opportunities like in nightclubs and bars and restaurants and political rallies and musical concerts and sporting events. It's just all this pent-up demand, you know. There we might see some sexual licentiousness, of course, as well. They start spending their money. So often you have a booming economy. You often see an efflorescence of the arts and kind of entrepreneurship and so on. And so I think come around 2024, and it's not a hard and fast time, we're going to begin to have a kind of roaring 20s of the 21st century, similar to the roaring 20s of the 20th century after the 1918 influenza pandemic. And so that's the sort of description I gave. And then the New York Post said, you know, Christakis thinks we're going to have a sex fest in 2024.
I understand entirely. The book, which is fascinating, is called Apollo's Arrow. The subtitle, The Profound and Enduring Impact of Coronavirus. The author, a professor, I can call him that now, Nicholas Christakis of Yale. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year's subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A great honor to speak to Nicholas Christakis. His book, Apollo's Arrow, is on bestseller list already. It is subtitled The Profound and Enduring Impact of Coronavirus on the Way We Live. And Nicholas, today we welcomed a new president of the United States. And he has a very different tone on the virus than we heard from the past president. He is not saying that we are turning a corner, we are rounding a corner. He's saying that we have some very difficult times immediately ahead of us. Is he right about that? And is he right to say it?
Both, I would say. We do have, unfortunately, more difficult times. This is the thing about exponential growth that's so difficult for people to understand, is that, you know, the virus is loose in our society, and only about 14 or 15% of Americans have yet been exposed. And so the virus has a ton of runway to go. 400,000 Americans that we know of, probably more, have died of this, and many more hundred thousand will die. And I think we do need to take it seriously. Some of your listeners may wonder whether the economic suffering we're enduring is worth it. And I think it's very important to make the following point, which is even for thousands of years, people have been describing what happens when plagues strike. This way we have of living right now, which seems so alien and unnatural to us, what's important to understand is that this is not new to our species. It's just new to us. We think this is unbelievable. But human beings have been confronting plagues for thousands of years. It's in the Bible. It's in Shakespeare. It's in Homer. Okay? It's an ancient threat. And what's important to understand is that for those thousands of years, witnesses have described the same thing we're experiencing, that the economy stops. John of Ephesus, writing 1,500 years ago about the plague of Justinian, talks about how everything stopped and ceased. The banks closed. The stores closed. So what people need to understand is this economic experience that we're having, which is awful, it's what the virus is doing to us. It's not like the government that's somehow doing this to us. If anything, the government action should be helping us. So I think what Biden is trying to do is level with the American people, tell them we're going to have this shared hardship, and prepare them to work together to try to deal with this threat, and not just sort of pretend like it's going to go away or that it doesn't exist. It does exist, and it's unfortunate that we are alive at a moment where a once-in-a-century event is taking place. Could I say one other thing?
Please do.
No, what I was going to say is many people, I hope, if you haven't, you should see it, the movie Contagion, which is phenomenal. We have to understand that we're actually, bad as this virus is, and it kills about 1% of the people that get infected with it and get symptoms from it, which is, you know, from a medical perspective, that's bad. Like if you're a 50-year-old person and you're admitted to the hospital with this, you have a higher chance of dying from it than if you were admitted with a heart attack, just to benchmark people. So it's a serious thing, but it's much more serious than the flu, for instance, and many other infections, but it's not as bad as it could have been. There's no God-given reason this germ isn't as bad as the germ in the movie Contagion, which killed about 1 out of 3 people that infected it. We could have literally been facing a kind of bubonic plague type calamity in the 21st century on our planet. And so we just need to kind of grow up a little bit and just face this reality and do our best as a nation to confront this threat together.
And what do we do about future pandemics? I know there are a lot of public health experts, and you refer to it in your book. The book, again, is called Apollo's Arrow, and it refers to the Greek god Apollo, who, according to the Greek myths, actually shot arrows with disease to punish people where appropriate. What do we do to give ourselves some shield from future arrows that might be headed in our direction?
Well, I think, first of all, it's important to understand that respiratory pandemics like this come every 10 or 20 years. There was one in 2009, and probably most listeners don't remember it because that one was so mild. Although it infected many people, it wasn't deadly, so nobody remembers it. But every 10 or 20 years, we get a respiratory pandemic, and every 50 or 100 years, we get a serious one, like the one we're having now. But it's chance. There's no reason we couldn't get another one in 10 years or in 5 years or in 20 years. It doesn't have to wait another 50 or 100. So it's important for us to be prepared. The truth is we were prepared for this. That is to say, the experts were prepared. We knew what to do, but we just didn't do it. And it wasn't just a failure at the White House, to be clear, although I think you could put blame there, a substantial amount of blame. There were other Democratic governors and mayors, for example, who also dropped the ball because people don't want to hear the bad news that there's a deadly germ afoot. But it's the role of leaders to help us enact proper plans. These plans include all the kinds of things everyone is familiar with, unfortunately, the mask wearing and the physical distancing. But now, miraculously, with the invention of this vaccine, we are the first generation of humans ever alive who have been able in real time to invent a specific countermeasure to the germ that's threatening them, which is unbelievable that we've done that. And so I think in the future, now that we have this platform and these procedures for doing that, especially the mRNA vaccine platform, I think in the future, if there's serious pandemics, I hope American people and others will say, okay, here's the drill. We need to do these certain things and sort of keep our distance for a year. But by then we'll have a vaccine which will now efficiently roll out, not like we're doing right now, and then we'll resume, you know, life as normal. So I hope in the future this will be how human beings confront these types of serious plagues.
So one of the things you do in your book that people will find deeply compelling, the book again is called Apollo's Arrow, and it's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. One of the things you do is you talk about lessons from past pandemics. Many people have heard a lot about the even worse, more devastating pandemic of 1918, 1919 with the so-called Spanish flu. Eventually we came out of that. Was that largely because of herd immunity? What conquered ultimately the Spanish flu?
Well, let's remember that pathogen was more than twice as deadly, and given the state of medicine and the fact that we had the First World War and all the other problems in our society, think about 4 times as many people died. So it was quite a serious pathogen. Eventually what happens is, you know, plagues always end. What happens is a combination of factors. Partly it's herd immunity, that is to say enough people get infected that the population now, the wind is taken out of the sails of the germ. Partly is that in general the germs evolve to over time to become milder. So in fact, that's going to be the fate of COVID-19, is that the virus is going to circulate among us forever. What eventually is likely to happen is that you will get milder and milder versions will circulate because the germ, from a Darwinian point of view, doesn't want to kill us. If it kills you too fast, then it can't spread. It just wants to infect you and make you move around and give it to other people. So the milder versions will spread. We'll be exposed to them as children, and then develop immunity to that. And then if you're re-exposed as an adult, you get like a mild cold. And that's probably what a lot of the cold viruses, there are four coronaviruses that cause common colds. That's probably originally, they were pandemics a long time ago, and now they just circulate. You give us, you know, the sniffles. So this is a combination of things. And just to be clear, the 1918 influenza pathogen, that virus, actually is still circulating. People still get that virus, but it's now much milder, and most people, you know, experience it as in childhood, and then they're immune if they get it thereafter or have some significant immunity. I'm speeding up and making a more complex story a bit simpler, but that's the gist.
And your best hope for our country before we get back to what most people would consider normal life is maybe at the beginning of next year, 2022, or after that?
I think we'll have some semblance of normal life beginning in about a year. I think we need to have as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible, and I think we need to behave as much as possible in the interval to minimize the loss of life and maximize the kind of recovery we have and the speed with which we reach it.
Well, let me express the ardent and heartfelt hope that that your hopes are realized. Nick Christakis is a professor at Yale, Sterling Professor at Yale. He is the author of Apollo's Arrow, The Profound and Enduring Impact of Coronavirus on the Way We Live. And it's not all gloom and doom. Actually, when you read this book, you may feel a sense of hope and wonderment at how far humanity has progressed, though still dealing with ancient threats like pandemics. Professor Christakis, Nick, I appreciate your contributions and ongoing contributions to this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.